kids already got a lot of vaccines, but we're expecting that today the Canadian Pediatric Society is going to recommend a rotavirus vaccine for all infants. First of all, what is rotavirus?
Rotavirus, as the name implies, is an intestinal viral illness that destroys the lining of the cell, lining of the intestine, large intestine, that is designed to absorb water. And so when it damages these cells, the child is unable to absorb water and they end up with severe diarrhea. It's the cause of about 1 in 20 visits to the emergency room for diarrheal illnesses. 1 in 20 children with this virus will end up in the emergency room to get rehydrated or just to be assessed because of the severe diarrhea. And the diarrhea is quite severe. It's a very common illness. All children will get this infection by the time around age 3. About 95% by age 3 will have contracted this virus. It's found in daycare settings, school settings. But primarily, yet the younger a child is, the more at risk they are for dehydration just because of their body weight. The smaller they are, they don't have as much water that they can afford to lose, and as a result, they can become quite ill. It's very rare for it to see it cause death in Canada. It's much more common to see this virus cause tremendous harm in developing countries where they don't have the facilities available to treat them and rehydrate them. So that's what this virus is.
And the vaccine itself, are there, I mean, it sounds like if this is something that's causing a lot of hospital visits, then vaccinating kids is a good idea. But are there pros and cons to this? Is there an opposing view?
There always are opposing views, but there's no science to back up the opposing view. This is an oral vaccine, so it's not a needle that a child will get. They drink it. It's usually given at 2, 4, and 6 months of age. We've been doing this at our office for quite some time now when it has come out. Its effectiveness in terms of what it does, the data so far indicates that for every 100 children that are vaccinated, and again, it's drinking it, it's not a shot, for every 100 children that are vaccinated, 80 to 93 of them will be completely immune to the virus. And I've had parents say to me that when they've vaccinated their children and they're in a daycare setting and diarrhea is whipping through the daycare, that their children aren't getting diarrhea. And it's both from a health and social cost and an economic cost. Parents usually have to stay at home after their child develops this disease, and it doesn't just disappear in a few days. This is not your stomach flu. This can last diarrhea can last anywhere between 1 to 3 weeks, so it can take quite some time for the child to recover. But in terms of the safety of the vaccine, it has been used now millions of times in the United States, to a lesser extent in Canada, because people aren't aware of this particular virus as much as some of the other illnesses that are out there that children are vaccinated for.
But there are some people who are concerned about the number of vaccinations that kids receive. I think one estimate put it at 20 before you even turn 2.
Right. And again, there's no evidence to suggest that the number of vaccinations is a concern. And the reason is that children are exposed every day to over 250,000 assaults on their immune system just by what's in our environment, from dust to particles to food to everything they're exposed to, the proteins in the environment. And so by adding another 20 into the hundreds of thousands that you're being exposed to is not any huge consequence. It's not something that is taxing their ability to protect themselves.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.